Hey everyone, welcome back to the Coltsploitation Review. I'm your host Ryan from Coltsploitation.com. I'm one half of the site and the guy who writes most of the reviews on there. It's been a little while since we posted an episode, and I've written about three or four reviews for the site. The majority of those are coming from the Dye Gothic box set from Radiance Films, and so I wanted to take a second to go over the first film in that box set called The Ghost of Yatsuya. And I'm going to do the best I can to not mangle pronunciations of names and things like that from this Japanese film. The Ghost of Yatsuya features one of Japan's most popular and lasting ghost stories. As Zach Davison points out in an essay about Japanese historic ghost stories in this box set, the origins of the tale date back to an 1825 kabuki play. This resulted in a number of retellings in different forms of media, but the one we're most concerned with is the 1959 film directed by Kenji Misumi, loosely adapted from the play. The movie version stars Kazuo Hasegawa as Yamen, a ronin in the Edo period who's wooed away from his marriage to Oiwa, played by Yasuko Nakata, by the local daimyo's daughter Ume, Yoko Uraji, who ends up having Oiwa poisoned and murdered, only to have her reappear as a specter haunting all of the involved until their deaths. The overall story sounds familiar, but that's because iterations of this play have been used and recycled throughout Japan's history. Here, The Ghost of Yatsuya manages to take some of the elements of kabuki theater and meld it into a pretty complex tapestry that explores Edo-era subjugation, responsibility, and corruption. Misumi spends a long portion of the movie simply setting up his characters. The first hour or so is devoted to exploring the dicey relationship between Yamen and Oiwa, which is even more complicated after Oiwa's miscarriage and subsequent illness. There's no mincing emotions to this film. Misumi makes nearly everyone in this film unlikable, from the surly and disrespectful Yamen to the various samurai that aid and abet the coercion and murder of Oiwa. While The Ghost of Yatsuya's movement through these dynamics is pretty standard, there's a lot to like about Misumi's infusion of implied political undertones and the film's minor feminist perspective. There's also some great cinematography here, as the film's approach to color often highlights the souring developments and literally becomes dark and gray after Oiwa's murder. For some, The Ghost of Yatsuya may be a little too slow, since its horror elements are only truly pronounced in the last 20 minutes of the film. But for those that stick with it, the film features a very rewarding and eerie experience once Oiwa returns from the dead as a disfigured ghost, with prominent makeup features for her facial complexion and effective use of floating effects as the ghost moves. Once the haunting occurs, the film ventures into surreal territory and works quite well to set up a disquieting atmosphere that truly does resemble a Japanese-style gothic. While it's easy to discount the feeling that all of this has been done before, it's important to keep the film's age in mind. Released in 1959, this is the progenitor of many contemporary Japanese ghost tales, and one can directly trace the influences to Misumi's take on this traditional tale. It's ultimately a rewarding watch and surprisingly visceral in its violence and grim perspective. For the Blu-ray, Radiance Films has released The Ghost of Yatsuya as part of the Dye Gothic box set. The film gets a new 4K restoration by Kadokawa Corporation, and the results look quite good. The film source seems to be in pretty good shape considering its age, with only a couple of noticeable instances of damage, including a visual line in the center of the image about halfway into the movie. Otherwise, detail is strong, especially with textures, and facial features are nicely contoured. The color grading is robust, but does occasionally feature some inconsistency, especially with skin tones and a sort of flickering transformation. Film grain is moderate but not overtly clumpy or obstructive, and there doesn't seem to be any visual artifacts or smeariness, a great restoration from Kadokawa and Radiance otherwise. Audio is presented with an LPCM 2.0 mono Japanese track, which sounds fairly good, except for some occasional blown-out distortion and a couple instances of muffledness. English subtitles are included, and they're defaulted to being on. Extras include a new interview with filmmaker Kiyoshi Kurosawa on the lasting impact of the film, which runs about 20 minutes. There's also a new visual essay on the different adaptations of the ghost story of Yatsuya from Kyoko Hirano, which runs about 22 minutes and dives into various media tellings of the tale. There's an original trailer included. Since this is included in the box set, I'll also mention that the overall package includes an essay booklet featuring new writing from Tom Mez on the Japanese Gothic and Dye Studios formation and subsequent release of Horror and Rashomon. The aforementioned essay on Japanese ghost stories and their various forms by Zach Davison, and also classic reviews of all three of the films. Also reprinted are two Japanese ghost stories written by Lafcadio Hearn. This film's casing also features a reversible sleeve with new artwork. For a verdict, The Ghost of Yatsuya is an important feature in Japanese cinema history, and this Radiance Films box set collects it with a very nice transfer for home video that suffers from some color timing issues, but ultimately should meet expectations from this solid boutique label. Illuminating extras and excellent essays add context to the feature film. And for a rating, we've given this an overall rating of 3.8 stars out of 5. The film gets a 3.5, video gets 3.9, audio a 3.7, and extras a 4 out of 5. I'll be back with reviews of the other two films in this Die Gothic box set, so subscribe to us on any podcast app that you use. Leave us a nice review that helps us out. We also have our Facebook and Blue Sky pages where you can follow us on there. And of course, come visit us at coldsploitation.com where you'll find these reviews plus others, and more importantly, many screenshots that we can't put into podcast. And finally, keep collecting cult film media.